This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, August 17th. God's word to you today is restore and renew. Our scripture reading is taken from Romans 12, verse 2, and it says, "Let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." God is able to deal with Pharaoh and take you out of Egypt. But for you to be truly unstoppable, you have to let God deal with you and take Egypt out of you. It is one thing for God to deal with Pharaoh and take you out of Egypt, but it is another entirely for you to submit to the dealings of the Holy Spirit and allow God to take Egypt out of you. It is when God takes Egypt out of you that you truly become unstoppable. The problem is, church folk are too focused on the Pharaohs, so they get out of Egypt, and Egypt is still in them. A lot of people have been set free from the shackles of Egypt and Pharaoh's hell, but they are just roaming because they have not submitted to the dealings of the Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit to eradicate Egypt. I have seen cases where God dealt with the gods and brought a mighty deliverance. But I have seen those same people that God delivered with a mighty hand remain on the same spot because of what I'm sharing with you today. The Pharaoh is dead. However, in this case, the person was still carrying Egypt inside, even though he was out of Egypt. I pray that God will not only take you out of Egypt, He will take Egypt out of you. Numbers 11 verses 5 and 6 say, "We remember the fish we used to eat for free in Egypt. And we had all the cucumbers, melons, leeks, onions, and garlic we wanted. But now our appetites are gone. All we ever see is this manna." This was Israel, motivated by the mixed multitude, people that went with them, but not of them. Guess what? Their deliverance from the forced labor in Egypt was just weeks old, and they were speaking like this. How you know that you still have Egypt in you is when you speak of Egypt as though it were a place to be desired, without remembering the chains, the whips, and the slavery. Egypt is still inside. When those who should be rejoicing make themselves miserable out of discontent, Egypt is still inside. When people do not see the big picture of where God is taking them and they grumble because of their current discomfort, Egypt is inside. When people run from one prayer house to another, even though Pharaoh is dead, it is proof that Egypt is still inside. When people disdain God's provision but crave for what everyone else has, it is proof that Egypt is inside. When God is taking you on a journey, your own journey, when you do not relish this journey, your story, what God is doing with you, and you focus on what everyone else has, Egypt is still inside. Deal with it. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, I open my life to you as you take me out of Egypt. Take Egypt out of me and help me focus on and rejoice in what God is doing. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.